And on this Memorial Day episode of the Locked On Sooners podcast, I'd like to express my thoughts and my best wishes to those who have family or are family of those who lost loved ones in the line of duty serving America. I just want to thank you and thank them for their sacrifice, their willingness to go and defend ideas that are upheld in our Constitution, like freedom of speech, freedom of the press, freedom of religion. And it's a debt that we can never repay, except to live life caring for one another like they cared for us and they cared for this country, that we would care for one another in that way as well. And one of my favorite pieces of scripture comes out of 1 John 3:16, and it's, this is how we know what love is, that Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. And so much of the best parts of America are when we're serving one another, whether it's in a biblical sense or just in a cultural sense, that we just look out for one another, we help one another, we serve one another, we're neighbors to one another. And that's what our soldiers have done for us, those who have laid down their lives for us. They have served not only the United States, but they've served us, the people of the United States. And so I just want to express my heartfelt thanks and appreciation. And those words probably don't mean what I want them to mean, but I would like to have just a quick moment of silence here on Memorial Day for those who have laid down their lives in service of the United States. Thank you.
You are Locked On Sooners, your daily podcast on the Oklahoma Sooners, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey there, Sooners Nation, and welcome to the Monday edition of the Locked On Sooners podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Today's episode is brought to you by Rock Auto. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, and all the parts your car will ever need. Visit rockauto.com and tell them Locked On sent you. Thank you for joining me. My name is John Williams. You can follow me on Twitter at John9Williams, and you can read my work covering the Dallas Cowboys over at InsideTheStar.com. And coming up on today's show, the College World Series bracket has been set. The Oklahoma Sooners know who they'll be facing in the first round of the College World Series. We'll also talk about TV info for the fall. Oklahoma Sooners have football games scheduled and slated. We'll talk about a little disappointment, displeasure in the second segment. And in the third segment, we got some alumni news and notes that we want to touch on for you there. But first, let's talk about who Oklahoma will get to play in the first round of the College World Series. And they get the Cinderella James Madison University team that was able to knock off Missouri in their bracket or in their super regional, but get the pleasure of facing the number one seed, University of Oklahoma. Now, if Oklahoma is able to win that matchup, they'll get to play one of the two teams that will or that has beaten them this year, Georgia and Oklahoma State. They'll face off. Now, the interesting thing about this matchup is that Oklahoma and James Madison will play the 11 o'clock Central game on the opening day of the College World Series. They'll play on Thursday, June 3rd at, like I said, 11 a.m. Central Time. That's 12 p.m. Eastern. And, you know, this is going to, it's going to be interesting. You know, James Madison was an unseeded team in the tournament, but was able to overcome their regional and their super regional matchup with Missouri to advance into the College World Series. And you got to give your hat to them and tip your cap to them. And Oklahoma can't take them lightly. Just as soon as they take them lightly, then there's a good chance that there's an upset. So I'm sure Patty Gasol will have the girls ready and waiting to end the Cinderella story, strike midnight for James Madison and turn that carriage back into a pumpkin. But it's not going to be an easy road for Oklahoma to advance to the national championships, because they'll have to face a Georgia team that beat them once this year, an Oklahoma State team, or an Oklahoma State team that beat them once this year. And if they're able to do that, then they've still got number three Alabama, number two UCLA. So there's still quite a few challenges down the road for Oklahoma as they make their way through the bracket and attempt to win another national championship and put another ring on Pettigasso's finger. But if they're able to pitch and hit the way that they did this past weekend against Washington, then I don't have much reason to doubt that they're going to advance past the first round and probably past their second round matchup as well. This is a really, really good team. They're deep. That lineup is deep from 1 to 9. They've got players that can hurt you at any spot. They've got great defense, as we saw on Saturday with, you know, Grace Lyons, Nicole Mendez coming up huge, getting some big outs for them. Tiara Jennings, again, leading off, has been fantastic. Doubles machine is what she is. Seems like every time you look up, she's hitting another double. And then, you know, Kinsey Hansen behind the plate, but also at the plate, has been another fantastic hitter for the Sooners. But it really is going to come down to, you know, can Jocelyn Alo, can she continue to hit balls the way she's hitting balls? She's going to have a chance to break the Oklahoma school record for home runs in a season. And it's hard to imagine that she doesn't do that. But she's also going to have to get help, and they're also going to have to get pitching. We're going to have to get Nicole May and Shannon Sale pitching the way they did this weekend against Washington for Oklahoma to advance as far as they think that they can advance in the College World Series. It's going to be a lot of fun to watch. I know you're excited about this. I'm excited about it. I look forward to seeing this matchup with James Madison on Thursday, June the 3rd at 11 a.m. Central Time. And it seems like the Oklahoma Sooners are getting stuck with a lot of 11 a.m. Central Time games. And we'll talk about the football schedule that has been released, or at least a few of the games have been scheduled and slated for Oklahoma in the first few games of the season. We'll talk about some of that next here on the Locked On Sooners podcast. But first, I want to talk to you about Made In. Made In produces professional quality cookware and knives for those who love to cook. They source the finest materials and partner with renowned craftsmen to make premium kitchen tools available directly to you without the markup. Made In products are made to last, and they offer a lifetime guarantee. Their cookware distributes heat evenly and can easily go from the stovetop to the oven. And their knives are fully forged, perfectly balanced, and stay sharp. They have 28,000 five-star reviews, and their products are used by some of the world's best chefs at Michelin-starred restaurants around the world. It's Made In. It's better cookware for better meals. So right now, Made In is offering our listeners 15% off your first order with the promo code LOCKEDON. This is the best discount available anywhere online for Made In products. So go to madeincookware.com/lockedon and use promo code LOCKEDON for 15% off your first order. That's madeincookware.com/lockedon. Use promo code LOCKEDON. Also want to talk to you about Rock Auto. You've been hearing us talk about rockauto.com for months now. But they are a family-owned business that has served auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to rockauto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything you need from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The rockauto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brands, specifications, and prices you prefer. Best of all, prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low, and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts when you can go to a storefront auto parts store and save? So go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Right, Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, and all the parts your car will ever need at rockauto.com. And now here on the Locked On Sooners podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, we got to get into a little scheduling news. The major networks that will be hosting Oklahoma games in the fall have released some start times for the first three games for the Oklahoma football season. And much like the College World Series matchup with Oklahoma and James Madison starting at 11 on Thursday, the Oklahoma Sooners will play each of their first three games in the 11 a.m. time slot, which if you look at Twitter and reactions on Facebook, you'll see that that's not very exciting for the fans. Fans are a bit disappointed by all the 11 o'clock games. They'll open the season on ABC September the 4th against Tulane in New Orleans at 11 a.m. And yeah, you know, I mean, it could be worse. Like, I think the 11 a.m. start time is going to matter more because of the heat and humidity that's going to be down there in New Orleans. If you've ever played any sport down in the southern Louisiana area, you know what I'm talking about. We played a game, or we played two games, lacrosse games, in the spring of 2004, one at Tulane and then one at Nicholls State. And even as the goalie, I have never sweat so much in my life than I did those 2 days. And even in September, that has potential to be a very hot and humid day and for Oklahoma to play against Tulane. Now, it'll still be hot and humid for Tulane, but they're going to be a little bit more used to the conditions. So I'm sure the Oklahoma training staff will have them hydrated with all kinds of Gatorade and electrolytes and water for that game. And then the Sooners will open their home slate on September 11th against Western Carolina. Again, an 11 a.m. kickoff game. And yeah, it is what it is. But I think, you know, like an 11 o'clock home game against Western Carolina, you know, you can go get your brunch early in the morning, and then you have the rest of your day to kind of hang out in Norman if you're going to that game. For people with kids like myself, it's a bit of a bummer because you're like, well, I'm going to watch as much of that game live as I possibly can, knowing that the kids are might have to take a little bit of precedent at some point in time during the game, and you just kind of watch it as you can. And there have been times my wife and I, we've watched games like it's taken us maybe 6 hours to watch a game because we just pause it as we're going through it. But we'll watch the game no less. We'll enjoy it no less. It'll be a fun atmosphere having full capacity of fans back in Norman for that opening week kickoff. And RIP Western Carolina, you're going to get a team that's hungry and excited to play in front of their home stadium or in their home fans with a full capacity. That's going to be, the place is going to be rocking. If you don't have a ticket to that game, I'm sure it's going to go quick if there are tickets even available. But that would be a lot of fun to get to because, again, it's going to be the first time in 2 years that we've had full capacity of fans in Norman. So definitely going to be a lot of fun. Even though it's just Western Carolina, I think it's going to be a really exciting game because of the fan interaction and a full stadium. But then here's the bit of the disappointment that you see kind of in social media and Sooner circles. And that's the game between Oklahoma and Nebraska. Fox Sports has slated that one to be carried at 11 a.m. And it's going to be part of their big noon kickoff. And again, I can see why Fox is slating this game for this time. Nebraska really hasn't had much going for them lately. There's potential that there are other kind of big conference matchups, or not conference, but non-conference matchups that weekend that might take a little bit higher priority. But I think what they're missing is that this is such a storied rivalry. And, you know, you almost can't blame them a little bit because Nebraska and Oklahoma haven't played since Oklahoma left for the Big Ten. And again, thank you, Texas, for running off four of our conference mates and probably one of the more historic rivals that Oklahoma's had in their history in Nebraska. And so you kind of can't blame maybe Fox for missing out on some of that aspect of it. But yeah, definitely a disappointment. Oklahoma probably should be in a 3 o'clock or a primetime game. And I get where even Oklahoma's coming from on this front, because it's like getting those primetime games, they matter for recruiting. They matter for visibility. They matter for advertising and sponsors. Like, that stuff kind of matters. But again, it's been 10 years since these two teams have played, and Oklahoma has a point in being disappointed. So here's what Joe Castiglione said, the Oklahoma Sooners athletic director. He said, "We are bitterly disappointed that the great Oklahoma-Nebraska rivalry on the 50th anniversary of the game of the century will kick off at 11 a.m. We tried every possible avenue to proactively make our case. The Big 12 conference also supported our strenuous efforts to secure a more traditional time that would honor this game and our fans. However, in the end, our TV partner chose to exercise its full contractual rights and denied our requests. So, I mean, that is a team, that's a university that's very disappointed that Fox chose to put that game at 11 a.m. And I couldn't blame them. It's one of those situations where they're missing out on an opportunity to really kind of bring in everybody under the lights, bring in recruits, bring, you know, again, big advertising opportunities for a primetime game. And you got to imagine that Oklahoma will hold on to that as they get closer to renegotiating the TV rights with the Big 12 and the networks. Oklahoma is the big dog in the conference, and you don't want to mess with the big dog, because you do that and you're going to get bit. And so Fox is playing a pretty dangerous game here by upsetting the team that's the most important team in the Big 12 conference. And will Oklahoma kind of be gracious at the negotiating table when it comes to it? I doubt it. I wouldn't be. I would see, you know, I'd be, if all things were equal and you get another, you know, network that wants to come pay you the same as Fox or more, then maybe you look at, hey, Fox didn't really want to listen to us about the game of the century anniversary. They didn't want to listen to us about the renewed rivalry between Oklahoma and Nebraska. Well, maybe we want to go a different direction this time. And with Oklahoma carrying so much sway in the Big 12, it wouldn't surprise me to see that happen. So it'll be interesting to see. And hey, but on a side note, it is what it is. We're going to have a lot of fun watching these games regardless. I'm excited about that Oklahoma-Nebraska game. We talked about it with Tony Casillas a couple weeks back, where, you know, that's the game that he's most excited about on the schedule, because it just renews a old Big 8 and Big 12 rivalry that they had dating back more than 100 years. These teams have been playing for a really long time, and that's why it's such a shame that a game of this significance that is being renewed isn't going to get a proper place on the schedule. And yeah, but it's going to probably be better for Nebraska that they don't take their licking on primetime television. So might be a little bit merciful for them. But coming up next, we got a couple of alumni news and notes that we want to touch on in the third segment here of the Locked On Sooners podcast. Excited to share some of those things with you. But first, I want to talk to you about Built Bar. Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar ever. It's easy to eat and is 100% covered in chocolate. It's the protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. They've got 9 great flavors, including coconut, coconut almond, cherry, raspberry, mint brownie, peanut butter brownie, double chocolate, and salted caramel. My personal favorite is the peanut butter brownie. Can't beat it. Love peanut butter. Love chocolate. Love this Built Bar. If you haven't tried all the flavors, you can get a mixed box where you'll get 2 of each of the 9 flavors in an 18-pack box. It's a fantastic way to figure out which one you like the best. I've done it several times to make sure that I'm getting each flavor and trying each one and having a good opinion of each one so that I know which ones I want to get next. And not only do they taste great, they are fantastic for you. They have 17 grams of protein, 18 grams of protein, only 4 or 5 grams of sugar, only 4 or 5 net carbs. Again, the best tasting protein bar. They're fantastic for you. And you can get a great deal on them by going to builtbar.com and using our promo code LOCKED15, where you'll get 15% off your next order. So go to builtbar.com, use promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off your next order. And I want to talk to you about our friends over at Country Leisure. Country Leisure is a pool and hot tub manufacturing company that has been in the business for 35 years. They're experts in the industry and ready to help you create your backyard oasis, help you reconnect with your family and friends, and get everybody out from in front of the screens, off the tablets, out from in front of the TV, out at the pool, getting some vitamin D in the sunshine, and having fun and relaxing. You can own your wellness through hydrotherapy and reconnect with your family and friends and reignite your passion for life. Create a daily ritual and reconnect with the outside world. Country Leisure can get you installed in one day in most cases, and they can get to anywhere in Oklahoma. Enhance your well-being and reduce body aches by getting a hot tub and growing closer to your family by getting outside and in the water. Country Leisure also has fantastic pool toys and lake accessories, and you can go to their website, countryleisuremfg.com. You can also call or text at 405-799-7745. Located off of I-35 in Moore, Oklahoma, you can call or text at 405-799-7745. That's Country Leisure, just add water. Get all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes with the Locked On Today podcast. Host Peter Bukowski updates you on the latest news in every major sport with the help of our local experts. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And now on the Locked On Sooners podcast, we've got to talk about a couple alumni news and notes that are standing out right now. And the first one is easily Trae Young. We got to talk about Trae Young. He is going off right now versus the New York Knicks. Despite New Yorkers wanting to highlight his receding hairline in places, and that's a low down dirty taunt, speaking from a guy who's had a bald spot in the back of his head since he was like 8 or 9. I think it's from wearing a lot of baseball caps. At least that's what I'm going to say it's from. But Trae Young, man, he's having a fantastic series. The Atlanta Hawks are up 3-1 on the Knicks right now, and he's averaging 27.5 points per game, 10 assists. And again, the Hawks are up 3-1. You can't, I mean, he's playing out of his mind right now. You got to love the way he's leading and shooting. He's shooting something like 48, 49% from the field, almost as well from three. I think I saw he was like 45, 46% from three. Again, amazing, amazing series so far. And then you got Kenneth Murray showing up on Pro Football Focus's top linebacker list. He comes in at number 23. And Pro Football Focus distinguishes linebackers from like the 3-4 outside linebackers, like the traditional, like a DeMarcus Ware type or a Von Miller type. So these are guys that are specifically off-ball linebackers. And they had Kenneth Murray ranked number 23, and this is what they had to say about him. They say, rookie linebackers have struggled hugely to hit the ground running in the NFL over the recent years, but Kenneth Murray did as good a job as any of the bunch a season ago. He endured the typical struggles in coverage, but brought an obvious physical presence to the Chargers defense, making three pass breakups. Year two could be when we see Murray really emerge as a star at the position. And the thing that Kenneth Murray's got going for him is he's got a ton of speed. He's got a ton of athleticism, and he's able to play downhill really, really well. And so it's just a matter of time until he's able to put it all together and really take his game to another level and help the Los Angeles Chargers. I almost say the San Diego. It's really hard for me to still adjust from San Diego to Los Angeles. Even though I write about the NFL, I still, like, I'll start typing San Diego and they're like, nope, delete, 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 Los Angeles Chargers. It's gonna mess with me for a long time. The Los Angeles Rams are not as difficult because they were in LA, you know, years ago before they were in St. Louis. So that one's not as difficult. But yeah, I mean, I'm excited to watch Kenneth Murray in year two. Linebackers, like many defensive positions, it's really hard to make that transition to the NFL because the game is so much faster. The talent is so much better. And the schemes are so much more complex that you're facing week in and week out offensively. And so defenders really do have a hard time making that transition, especially if you're playing a middle linebacker position like Kenneth Murray is, and you're expected to know all the calls, know the whole defense, know where everybody's supposed to be, and know your job and execute your job at the same time that the offense is running play action or RPOs or, you know, read options or, you know, running back draws, and you're running counters and things like that. It makes it really challenging for a linebacker. And so the fact that he's already number 23 on this list, I think, is really huge for him and his development. And I think really the sky's the limit for him. He's going to prove why he was a first round pick and going to be the first of many Sooners stars on defense over this next decade. It's going to be a whole different Sooners team putting defensive players into the NFL. And Kenneth Murray is kind of going to be the start of that. And that's really exciting to see. And then we got Kyler Murray down in Arizona. Sam Monson over at Pro Football Focus did a really great scouting report on what Kyler Murray needs to do in year three to take his game to another level. And I'm not going to read it all to you. I think it's a fantastic piece. I highly recommend you go over there to pff.com and check this out. But here's what he says in his outlook. He said, the way Arizona's 2020 season ended seems to have poisoned perception surrounding the team a little, but look at their results through a macro level. They've taken big strides and are right on the cusp of being able to challenge the best teams in the league. Murray and Kingsbury are the keys to that success, however, and each has reached the point of needing to take that next step. Kingsbury has had long enough by now to understand the weaknesses within his scheme and devise a solution, and Murray needs to progress beyond a 77.2 PFF passing grade, which was only good enough to rank 15th at the position last year. Hudson, meaning Ronnie Hudson, the new center for Arizona, is a huge potential boost to that progress, but he can only help Murray in that goal, not be the answer in its entirety. This is a big season for the Cardinals and the two most important members of the franchise. And I agree. I think Kyler Murray, you know, he started off hot last year and was huge for fantasy football owners, but he definitely tailed off down the stretch. But I think this year three is going to be really good for him. I think he's going to have another fantastic year. I think he's going to potentially put himself in the MVP conversation if Arizona has the season they think that they're going to have. A lot of it's going to come down to how they compete in the difficult and daunting NFC West. They're not going to be able to afford, you know, sweeps against more than one team. I mean, they can take an 0-2 against one of the other three teams in the conference, or sorry, in the NFC West division. But if they get swept by two of them, it's really going to put a damper on their season and make it really difficult for them to qualify for the playoffs. But I think this is going to be a year where Arizona takes that next step. And by the end of the season, they're contending for a playoff spot or for the NFC West. Now, they may not get in, but they'll be on the cusp this next year, whereas last year, maybe they faded down the stretch and weren't in that conversation. But that's going to do it for today's episode of the Locked On Sooners podcast. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to the show. Make sure you go and leave us a review and a 5-star rating wherever you get your podcasts. We're available on Apple, Spotify, Google, and Odyssey. Make sure you follow the show at Locked On Sooners on Twitter and Locked On Sooners podcast on Facebook. You got an email, you got a question you want to send me, hit me up at lockedonsooners@gmail.com. And until Tuesday, my name is John Williams, Boomer Sooner.